Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free number tonight, as it always is 855-453. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there completely free. And sitting here tonight, Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
And so once again, those features are there, and you can enjoy them. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites. So go to freetalklive.com, and you can listen live, and you can interact with other listeners, and you can actually control the entire content of the website by submitting new things to it. So you find something online that you think is interesting, submit it as show prep. Other listeners can vote on it, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. So head on over to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. Once again, freetalklive.com. There was some pretty big news that happened here in our very own New Hampshire that I think is newsworthy all over the place because of who this guy was and what he did. Did you guys ever, I'm sure at some point you've heard about the federal government's program, that there were like 7 or 8 people that were involved who were given governmental permission, and not only permission, but they were given government-grown weed
yes.
to smoke cannabis for their medical problems.
Yes.
Where are these folks?
Yes, I've seen the picture or the tapes of the guy in front of the White House smoking a joint.
Yeah, there are only a couple of them left, like, because they all had terminal illness or something horrible was wrong with them, and many of them had perished at this point because they got on board with this program for actually quite a while, and a number of years ago, and apparently...
Can you imagine how bad government-grown weed is?
Well, you know, Mark, that's a good question, because in Canada, they had a government sort of grown weed, from what I understand, and it was ditch weed. It was just absolute trash, and people complained about it. But on the other hand, you know, if somebody knows what they're doing, it's not that hard to grow marijuana.
It is just weed.
So they...
powders it to make cheese, like government cheese they always joke about.
I think they probably buy that from someplace.
Well, and essentially, it's not technically a government bureaucracy that's growing this weed. It's a university, which, you know, kind of private, kind of government.
Boy, none of those students are taking clippings home.
Right. So from freeconcord.org, which is a friend of the show, Garrett Ian, is the guy that does the reporting there, and he does a really great job. He writes, yesterday, a much more pleasant aroma than usual lingered through the smoking parlor of the New Hampshire State House, while legislators... Boy, how many state houses have that, by the way, a smoking parlor?
I wouldn't know. I would imagine a lot of them do. I mean,
yeah?
A lot of politicians are older. You know, many older people haven't been able to kick the habit.
I bet a lot of them exempt their own smoking parlors because, you know, a lot of states, there are the regulations where you can't smoke inside a workplace.
Yeah, that's surprising because I bet even in this place, there's probably what you're talking about, bans on smoking indoors.
In New
I've heard that, I think it was in Florida that it was banned every place but the state house or something like that.
Uh-huh. It doesn't surprise me. So, of course, they're going to exempt themselves from their own workplace. But anyway, while legislators coughed on tobacco fumes, Irvin Rosenfeld puffed his medicine under the lights of WMUR news cameras. As one of the few surviving participants in a federal medicinal cannabis study, Irvin is given 9 ounces of cannabis in pre-rolled joints per month.
Oh, my.
And let me tell you, he was smoking on this thing like he had 9 ounces to smoke. Just dragging a whole nice fatty down, just sitting there.
Now, who rolls these things for him? I mean, pre-rolled joints?
Somebody at the University of Mississippi, which is where it's grown under the control of the federal government.
I mean, for God's sakes, is he that terminally ill he can't roll his own joint?
It's a ludicrous program. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. But, you know, at least he... I'm glad he's getting the medicine that he needs. And he's also very... in a very useful role because he's one of a very few people who can actually legally smoke cannabis
in the United
anywhere
States.
He yeah. wants, with the exception of places where any smoking is banned.
Well, it's also a great show of the hypocrisy because once people find out that these kinds of people exist under a federal program and then you see the federal government come
throwing
in
everybody
and
else.
kick down the doors of medical marijuana places in California and elsewhere, it's just such hypocrisy.
It is, but people, in theory, Ali, should have been able to find this out many, many years ago. I mean, this has been going on for quite a while, this program, this government program, because it's been going on so long, many of them have died So, I mean, people have been finding out, but nothing's been changing as a result of this. However, I think he visited at the right time because, I mean, obviously it was very strategic. Somebody brought him here, and I have a feeling it was the folks over at the New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense.
I'm pretty sure.
That were involved in this, which is one of the local organizations that was actually started by Free State Project participants, if I'm not mistaken.
Matt Simon
was the guy that started this, and now another Free Stater, Kirk McNeil, is in charge of the organization. He's doing a great job. And so New Hampshire is in this awkward stage, if you will, where the entire state house overwhelmingly voted in favor of it. I'm not saying that everyone did, but it was overwhelmingly like two-thirds majority kind of vote in favor of medicinal marijuana. And the Senate also voted in favor of medicinal marijuana, not by two-thirds, but it was 13 to 11, I think. And so we're in this awkward stage where medical marijuana has come up for a vote before. It has won both the Senate and the House, and then it had been killed by the man calling himself governor, John Lynch. Here.
Now, he's gone come 2013.
Yeah, but he'll be here long enough to veto this one as well, which he's promised to do.
But it just keeps coming every single year, doesn't it?
It does, and to have somebody like this show up really, I think, puts your feet to the flames, so to speak, or puts his feet to the flames, because this guy's making news. Like, we went to 420, and Allie, you were there for it, right?
Yes.
So we went to 420, and there were well over 100 people out in front of the state house smoking cannabis illegally, right? Like, everybody there was violating the law.
There was more than 100 people standing out on the state house lawn in Concord, New Hampshire, smoking pot in front of the cops, God, and everybody.
But no one was there to cover it except for, I guess, someone from the Concord Patch, like an independent newspaper, happened to show up. None of the mainstream media was there whatsoever to cover
it. Freaking TV did cover it.
Thank you for that. Freaking TV is always included. They're always
alternate.
Allie Haven reports.
The alternate newspaper just came there and hotboxed.
Maybe they did, and that would be fine. But they also did some coverage. And that video footage is over at freekeen.com. It's from 420, so you have to scroll back for a few pages. But the point being, like, this one guy shows up, and news cameras are there. There's a big press conference. So clearly somebody's better at promoting, or, the news media just doesn't care about people smoking illegally. But either way... Irvin Rosenfeld is his name, and he is one of the few remaining guys in this federal marijuana program. The cannabis is grown at the University of Mississippi, and along with cannabis, Irvin also possesses immunity from any U.S. drug laws which would otherwise criminalize him. Since childhood, Irvin has been struck with multiple congenital cartilaginous exostosis, a bone disorder that causes tumors to form in his joints.
Mm.
Without using any other medicines, Irvin has not had tumor growth since he began using cannabis, which he has been doing regularly for 30 years.
Wow! So he got tumors in his joints and then didn't when he started smoking cannabis.
Or at the very least, he no longer had growth of those tumors after he started consuming cannabis. The purpose of Irvin's visits to the state was to clear up misconceptions about medicinal cannabis and to meet with legislators who are still on the fence. At the end of the attached video, which you can see over at freekeen.com, you can see interactions with a couple of state representatives who were both former opponents of medicinal cannabis legislation but have changed their minds. And it wasn't, by the way, I don't think it was because they met Irvin, they'd actually changed their minds just over the time of learning more about cannabis. And
it's
having...
really an issue of education. I mean, I frankly came on board not believing in medical marijuana. I'm like, oh, yeah, just sell me a song here when it comes to medical marijuana. I have a headache. Can I smoke some pot? But I, you know, I came on. That's what I thought. I just didn't believe it. But sure enough, I mean, because if I wanted to get some marijuana, I'd say, oh, yeah, I have a back pain. Let me have some pot. But, you know, obviously, it's helping these people.
So, 855-453, SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. You know, thoughts on war on drugs, if you want to share those. But we've also got all kinds of stuff coming up here, including somebody from coplock.org who's been cut a $10,000 check from the police department. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 855-453. 1-855-450-3733. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
Again, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Is the place to go. There are many features waiting for you there, including the webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact. The chat room is built into the same page as the webcam, so you can go and talk with other Free Talk Live listeners as you're watching / listening to the show. And you can do it all for free at cam.freetalklive.com. Now, do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, you need to know about SACL CAI. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL, C-A-I. You can see their banner over at freetalklive.com. SACL's banner is the top one on the right-hand side of the page, and it has been the top one for a long time because SACL, C-A-I, has probably been one of the longest-running sponsors of this program. So they're awesome. They really get behind Jason Osborne, the founder over there, really gets behind the message that he supports with his pocketbook, and thank you. So SACL, C-A-I. See their banner at freetalklive.com right at the top of the column. Freeconcord.org reporting and was copied over, thankfully, to freekeen.com because it's great reporting that that Garrett Ian has done up in Concord, New Hampshire about one of the federal government's few remaining participants in a federal medicinal cannabis program. He's given 9 ounces of cannabis per month. Per month.
He's smoking like a choo-choo.
An ounce of pot is a lot of pot. I mean, that's I don't know how many joints you can get out of one ounce of pot, but it's quite a few, and for 9 ounces per month, that's almost a couple, yeah, I guess that's a couple ounces per week. I mean, so this guy's literally going through like an eighth of pot almost every day. Not quite, but almost.
It's moving.
Yeah, so that's a lot of pot. And anyway, so he's got some serious problems, bone disorder that causes tumors to form in his joints. However, it hasn't happened for him. He hasn't had any tumor growth in 30 years since he's been using cannabis. And the video that Garrett posted here is fantastic. And I would highly recommend it. It's not like an edited, flashy video. It's more of just a long conversation with this guy. This guy comes to the State House in Concord where there's some discussion about medicinal cannabis possibly becoming law here in New Hampshire. And he really just handles the objections. I mean, he's talking to some of these senator-type folks, and, you know, they've got the same questions that anybody's going to ask. Well, what about driving? You know, these sorts of questions.
Should we legalize alcohol? Some people might drive drunk.
Yeah.
Does he use, like, practical arguments, or does he use, like, anecdotal evidence or like, you know, statistics?
He's very persuasive. I don't remember if he drags out any statistics on the smoking while driving thing, but there are statistics that one can cite, like from the, I think it was the Australian Department of Transportation study that was done that shows that cannabis smokers are actually statistically safer drivers, just barely statistically safer than sober drivers.
Yeah, it's not really statistically significant the amount that they're safer, but they, you know, came up slightly safer.
Yeah, and but he kind of gives more of a, I guess, probably an anecdotal example and is very persuasive in what he says to these folks. So I would say it's a pretty good video to show somebody who, whether they're a senator or not, just somebody maybe in your family or a loved one or friend or coworker that just doesn't get it on this issue. And are there really people out there besides politicians who don't get it on this
sure
issue? I guess there are, but it seems like such a no-brainer and that so many people understand it these days. Hopefully we'll see politics catch up with where the mainstream is on cannabis. Of course, the mainstream is that it's hard for me to count the people that I know that haven't smoked cannabis, whether they do or not today. I know, Mark, you don't do it today, but you have in the past.
Sure.
And I know that I've done it more times than I can count. And, Allie, I don't want to throw you under the bus.
I've tried it.
Yeah, okay. You've tried it. Right. So here you go. 100% of the hosts on the radio here tonight.
What is radio? Let's be serious.
Here's Mark with reality.
I just don't. I would guess that something like, you know, if you take a, you know, you put some kind of line there in the demographics, let's say at 50 years old,
mm-hmm.
and you take everybody from maybe even 60 years old, baby boomers are retiring, let's call it 60 years old, and you take everybody on down.
If you're 60 today, you would have been a teenager during 1969.
Right. And, you know, you take those numbers, and I'll bet you're something like two-thirds of those people have smoked marijuana.
I bet you're right.
In the United States.
And the other third knows somebody who smoked marijuana.
Right. And I guess the question you'd have to ask yourself if you wanted marijuana to be illegal today is, would your life be better if you were caught and thrown in jail for that one time that you smoked marijuana? If it was just one time, people. And for that, you know, the one time that you smoked marijuana. Because that time was just as illegal as the amount of marijuana that other person was caught recently. What is it? More than a million and a half people caught every year?
Well, I know that Irvin would not be better off because he'd probably be a dead man.
Oh, yeah, he would.
He'd probably be lying in a cell and, you know, be a corpse at this point because he wouldn't have had the medicine.
The cell would be in the ground.
Yeah, that he wouldn't have had the medicine that did save his life.
And that's why it's watching this video is so persuasive, because you've got this, you know, respectable-looking dude who has kind of a similar story to you, Mark.
Smokes like Big Chief Wahoo.
Right. I mean, he, well, you don't smoke like Big Chief Wahoo, but the story that he has is similar in that 30 years ago, he thought the same things about cannabis. He thought it was, you know, bad for you, and he thought it was dangerous and scary, and then... And we found out the truth, and that it's just a plant, and plants have different effects on people. And, you know, for some people, cannabis is the right thing. For some people, it's not. I mean, everybody's different on how they react to a drug.
But doctors prescribe drugs that aren't right for people all the time.
Absolutely.
I mean, even if if you're listening and you don't believe in medical marijuana, the chances are good you're not a doctor. So your opinion really shouldn't count.
Well, right. In fact, really? That's one of the things he points out to the senators is that when he's talking with the warrior, you know, like the drug warrior senators, he's like, well, how is it that you know more than the AMA? How is it that you know more than, you know, like the Association of Nurses? How is it that you know more than the Veterans Administration? He's naming all these organizations that have come out and have said marijuana has medicinal benefits, at least according to him. And I presume he's got the documentation to back it up because, you know, one of the senators was like, well, I'd love to see this. Can you email it to me? And, you know, he wanted to see more of the backup of what this guy was saying. But, you know, he's sitting there. He's wearing a nice kind of suit. He looks respectable.
And he was just smoking marijuana in the smoking lounge in the state house.
He is smoking marijuana on camera as he's talking about marijuana, which is great because, you know, there's for whoever it is that's out there that thinks marijuana is scary – somebody has painted some kind of a picture for him, like, you smoke marijuana, you're going to go on a shooting spree, or you smoke marijuana and you're going to go jump out a window, or, you know, some crazy story is what they've heard about marijuana. But no, you just got this, you know, nice-looking guy just sitting there puffing away on a rolled-up cigarette and talking about pot and being very persuasive and very congenial. I mean, I think it's a great video.
I think a lot of people don't... I mean, I'm sure there probably are people out there that still think that... believe in reefer madness, but I think even people saying that it makes you lazy or that, you know, it makes
right,
you a leech on
anymore.
Society, that's what they try to say.
All they've got anymore is lazy.
1-855-450-3733. In fact, there's college students in the room with him, and he points to one of them and he asks him, you know, have you ever done this? And he describes something that apparently a lot of college students have done. I'll tell you what it is in a moment here. 855-453, SACL, CAI, toll free line, Free Talk Live.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. And those features allow you to take control of various different aspects of the site, including our bulletin board system, where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here, and so over at freekeen.com, thanks to Garrett Ian over at freeconcord.org, he went to the State House the other day, brought his video camera along, and was there to experience something that is pretty unique. It's a man smoking cannabis in public, actually inside the State House. Apparently they have a smoking lounge for the legislators there. He went down there and lit up a joint and had a conversation with a few senators and a number of other folks that had come down to experience this. Members of the media were there, mainstream media included.
The politicians just can't stay away when that happens.
When the media's around.
That's right.
And it was great because this guy is one of the few remaining people who's still on the, I think it's really only like two, that really not very many of these guys left alive, that are on the federal government's medical marijuana program. Yeah, that's right. You know, that same federal government that says there's no medicinal value to marijuana? Yeah, they run a program at the same time that gives medical marijuana to patients with debilitating and life-threatening diseases.
Hmm. Sanctioned by the AMA and the American Nurses Association or whatever it was?
Well, the program, I don't know if the program is sanctioned, but the guy who was there, Urban Rosenfeld, he says that the AMA and these other medical associations, even the Veterans Administration, has come out in favor of medicinal marijuana. They've acknowledged that, yes, cannabis does have medicinal effects. And so the point he was making there was that there's all these people in state legislators who claim they know, you know, better than these doctors.
Right. You know, people in most states, it's you're talking about lawyers, but in New Hampshire, you're really not talking about very many lawyers.
As far as state legislators?
Yeah, you know, state legislators. People, I don't know what to call them, but unqualified lay people coming up with some opinion or another that's basically bought and paid for. I don't know if it's bought and paid for. A lot of people just have their opinions because they have their opinions. But I mean, you know,
well, I don't think lawyers are qualified to make a decision either.
No, I don't.
Okay.
But they're unqualified lay people in,
right.
in when you're talking about medicine.
No, I thought you were just talking about New Hampshire. So you're saying most everyone in any state legislature.
Right. You know, if not, just go to your local legislator and ask them to do some brain surgery on you.
Oh,
I mean,
right.
if you trust these people to make medical advice, for God's sakes, let's have them do some surgery.
It must be difficult for anyone, no matter who you are, to talk to this man who's smoking what you want to prohibit right in front of you. And, you know, he's telling you about his story and everything, and to still stick to your, you know, bigoted values that you think that this drug is just too dangerous, that your children could get their hands on it. You know, you don't worry about that when it comes to prescription drugs. You don't, I mean, if their kid's like a little baby, then you don't worry about your baby getting to your medicine cabinet.
Well, that's why they have the little child-proof lids. I think parents are concerned about their babies getting into prescription medication.
Well, they might be. Well, yeah, they'd be concerned about it, but not to the point where they want to outlaw those.
Right.
Drugs.
They wouldn't want their son thrown in jail for popping a, you know, Tylenol or something.
I'd rather my
like
son
that.
Smoke a joint than drink the you know, cleaner that I have in the bathroom. Now we have
for
one
sure.
of those. We have those little things that. You know, lock the cabinet. But just today, he managed to get the door open and came out and showed mommy some cleaner.
Oh,
hey, look
my
at
goodness.
This. It's pretty. It's
blue.
A pretty green color, right? Exactly what his concern was. The
open
color.
Open his mouth, spray it right in. No, I mean, kids will do that stuff, right?
Well, I don't think 4-year-olds are as likely to do it. But.
Okay, that's good. So, Irvin Rosenfeld, again, one of the few people with the privilege of being able to do this. Not only a privilege, but the pot is actually supplied to him by the government. Now, of course, I don't support that at all, because sometimes when you talk about drug legalization or decriminalization, some people will kind of jump to the conclusion that you mean, oh, you want the government to give people heroin. No. I know that that's been tried in some places, like over in the Netherlands, for instance. I don't know if it was the government that did it, but there have been some instances where there have been test runs of the government providing people with drugs. And no, that's not what needs to happen.
I don't think the government should give. Give? What kind of give? I
mean, just gifts. Stop locking people up. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Just stop aggressing against people. Leave them to their own devices. Let them make their own decisions. And Irvin was talking with some college students that were in the room, because, again, it's kind of like it wasn't really a press conference as much as it was.
Yeah, it was.
It was a press conference, but it was an unusual press conference, because in not many press conferences you have somebody smoking cannabis.
In the smoking lounge with a guy puffing on a joint.
Yeah, just chilling
out. A guy who smokes apparently 9 ounces a month.
Yeah, he's just chilling, just sitting down. I mean, so it's not like one of those stand-up podium kind of press conferences. But so there's some college kids in the room. He points out the college kids and he says, hey, guys, you know, basically, I'm paraphrasing here. He says, have you ever had a situation where you spaced out, you didn't remember that you had a paper to write, and then at the last minute, you know, it's Sunday, the paper's due Monday, you blaze up a joint and you sit down and you hammer out the paper. And the college kids are all laughing because, yeah, apparently they've all done it. And I just thought it was interesting, like, you know, the kind of the creative process that it assists some people with. But then he pointed out that there might be some college kids that turn lethargic or, you know, they get lazy when they smoke a joint. You're not the right person to be smoking a joint doing a paper because you're just going to put it off. And that was kind of giving an example of how different people can respond differently. And if it doesn't work with you, then you shouldn't do it. But ultimately, nobody should be put in a jail cell for making the wrong choice about their own body. And I just thought it was great. So wanted to recommend you go and check
that
out.
Many artists, whether they're musicians or, you know, working in whatever the sort of traditional arts are, have used marijuana in order to, you know, feel more creative and that kind of thing. And
absolutely.
Our economy now, creativity is valued so high, but this substance, which apparently people have been using for hundreds of years in order to augment creativity, is bad.
Do people really value creativity highly in this society?
Well, okay, they talk about the valuing creativity highly. They talk about you know, fostering creativity in youngsters, and that creativity that we have a creative economy or something like that. You know, they use these terms. that, you know, people and innovation and all that stuff. I mean, innovation is creativity, folks.
Right.
So I just wanted to share that with you.
The guy who came up with the iPhone, stoned.
Because I'd always heard about, you're probably right. Of course, we know that Steve Jobs took LSD at one point in his past, and he said it was one of the most important experiences of his life, if I'm not mistaken. So I just wanted to share that with you and point you to freeconquered.org. That's where you can go and see this. So again, freeconquered.org. It's a great video and one worth sharing. It's about 20 minutes long, so it's a kind of a lengthy press conference style. But the guy's got a lot of really important things to say, and he's someone who you can't help but listen to because he's in such a unique position. I mean, he can go anywhere. It's at one point he talks about what it's like to travel as him, going through a TSA checkpoint.
I can only imagine it's nuts.
Well, he says that apparently, like, what he can call the police department in advance in the place where he's going and, you know, give them a heads up that he's coming through. And like, there's a little bit of pre-preparation that he has to do if he wants to avoid most of the hassles that that he might possibly come across. But, you know, he's been doing this for years and years, and he's the one guy who can walk anywhere he wants to, drive anywhere he wants to, and whatever, and have pot on him. It's incredible. It's a neat story. So 855-453, that's the toll-free number.
Can you imagine what it's like for the TSA agents? I mean, this is what I'm here for, is to catch people with pot. I mean, I tell everybody it's about terrorism, but it's really about pot. And, I love throwing away water bottles, too. But,
you're not going to throw away that pot.
Here's somebody with pot, and it's legal. What do I do?
It probably really frustrates the TSA agents because
really
they can't confiscate it and smoke it later. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And if you don't think TSA agents smoke cannabis, I don't know what kind of a rock you live under. 1-855-450-3733. Still to come here, a disturbing court decision, a bizarre court decision that Mark is going to share with us about child pornography. And 855-453 is the toll-free number. Mitt Romney, childhood hijinks. Allie's got those to share, and your calls as well, about anything.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at mysafedoor.com. That's mysafedoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. 248-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free number for you tonight, 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio here, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark. Allie is here courtesy of her radio program, Ladies in Keene. You can listen live or later because you guys do a podcast.
Definitely.
And you can get details on how to listen over at ladiesinkeene.com. Plus, there's also blog posts as well. By the ladies. Ladies in Keene, that's KEENE.com for more of Allie. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Frank is listening in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Good evening.
Hey, Frank. You are on the air.
Hello?
You are on the air, Frank. Go.
Hi, how are you doing? Good. Listen, I want to apologize last night for sounding judgmental. You know, when discussing the notion of, civil disobedience and political protest and things.
Oh, yeah, we were discussing what you considered to be viable forms of activism versus
what I
considered.
Again, that's my opinion. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion, and, you know, one has...
That is true.
And you did say that you were playing the devil's advocate.
To, you know, fulfill their mandate, in a sense, to make their own decisions and things.
But, and as Mark said, you were playing devil's advocate, which you did claim, so...
Correct. But tonight I wanted to mention, I agree with you about the war on drugs and, really how the system here is so corrupt, whereby, you know, it privileges the pharmaceutical companies and the multinationals against people with their own natural, you know, plants and things. And I wanted to – I've been doing some reading recently about what happened in South America or Colombia when Obama was down with the different heads of government. And the big issue was actually the war on drugs. And virtually every government except the U.S. Wanted to end the war on drugs. They felt
that's right.
It was dangerous. It was a waste of money, even though many of these governments were getting all sorts of bribes and corruption, you know, money from the United States to carry on this, you know, ridiculous –
crime where they are is so rampant, and lives are being destroyed on at such a massive scale. And, the United States, we're not feeling it here.
Well, parts of the United States are, especially around the border with Mexico.
Sure.
And there's lots of, shootings and,
beheadings.
Well, they say actually.
Yeah, so, in a sense, it is violent, and here it can be sort of camouflaged in the big cities. Most of the violence that's considered, young man on young man crime is actually related to drugs. And if you look at drive-by shootings and even innocent people that are shot, usually it has something to do with that. But we're very sophisticated here with our statistics. Things are covered up and presented as what they're not. But what's interesting,
Frank, before you go on, I feel like I need to clarify. I read a study recently that said that border towns were among the safest in the United States and that it was just the crime right directly across the border that was the issue.
Well,
and it was also in it excluded people that were of immigrant status from those crime statistics. So, you know, if you were a U.S. citizen living in a border town, you're actually among some of the safest people in the United States, as the study said.
But they're excluding immigrants.
That's correct.
Studies can be made to prove anything.
All right. In fact, we've got news about studies tonight coming up.
Yes. But what I wanted to say is this. The European media, the Canadian media, especially the press, has covered what was actually the agenda. But none of the American papers have. And instead, the United States is focused on the sensationalism of Secret Service and military people dealing with prostitutes and all sorts of things to really distract from the policy nexus what happened. And apparently it was very bad for the United States and Obama, his reception down there. But that's been really sort of covered up in a sense. But what I wanted to say is this, too, that I think every adult, whether it's age 18 or 21, should have the opportunity, if one wants to let's say, do LSD, they should be able to do pure LSD, 25 from Sondos, and they should be able to go and sort of learn about what this does. When you look at the application of the LSD research back in the 1950s and 60s, it was very effective in Massachusetts with one of the studies Leary did regarding prison inmates that were on an LSD therapy program for 8 months. 92% never returned to prison, which was quite amazing considering this was a very hardened criminal population behind bars.
Wow, 92%.
92 never returned to prison, which was totally
amazing. I guess we better look up that study.
So they've been corrected in that sense?
It's available, and just basically Google it on the internet, and you'll come up with it. But what's interesting about it is that I think the government and the people in power, the elite have always had access to drugs. I mean, even
sure.
JFK did LSD with the late Mary Pinchot Meyer, whose husband, Cord Meyer, was involved in the Kennedy assassination in the CIA. Kennedy was bedding his ex-wife, and she turned Kennedy on to LSD. And it was very interesting. That's a story that's really worth pursuing.
Is this something that came out like a memoir or something like that? How did
you? There's a book out right now that's just come out, written by one of the friends of the Myers. In Washington. And it's a very interesting book because it goes into also the Kennedy assassination. But what's interesting with the LSD and things, the very wealthy have always had access to the very best drugs. But
they can afford it.
You know, it's a privilege reserved for them. And in a sense, I say everyone should have the opportunity if they choose to do it. And that would include, let's say, if people want to follow a neo-pagan natural religion whereby they would do ayahuasca as part of the religious sacrament or peyote, they should have that right to do that.
I totally agree.
The thing is, though, if everyone does it and they have safe drugs that are going to be pure and that won't have many bad side effects, people will think for themselves, and they will basically not follow the dictates of the government.
I completely agree, Frank. That is something that I believe to absolutely be true. And it seems a little conspiratorial, but considering that you say you're part of the Illuminati, it would make sense that you would back me up on this.
I'm a low member, my friend.
You know, this was mentioned the last time we talked about this, but it's worth mentioning every time. And Frank, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it, because I entirely agree. There's a great video. If you look on YouTube, it's called British Troops on LSD or something like that. Just search British Troops LSD. You'll find like a 2 minute long video of footage that's black and white. It's obviously from, you know, like the 50s or 40s or something like that. And they gave British troops. Have you guys seen this?
Yes.
I've seen it.
They're like,
so they gave British troops
looking at tops of trees and
LSD
stuff.
Without their knowledge,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of a mean thing to do to somebody.
Hey, but they own them, right?
Right. And so they gave it to them without their knowledge in their morning drinks. And then, like, you know, an hour or two later, they're climbing the trees, try to feed the birds. They're, you know, putting all their equipment
terrible
down.
Terrible soldiers.
Yeah, they're bunching up. They're not doing what they're supposed to as far as, like,
they're laying on the ground laughing.
Their battle tactics. They're cracking up. And, you know, there's video footage of this stuff happening, and it doesn't seem like a scam at all. And, like, they completely lose interest in anything war-related.
Right. It's got a little narrator that's describing what you're seeing. Yeah. It sounds like you're watching the Nature Channel or something.
National Geographic or something
like
that.
Here we have in the wild the confident male doofus.
It's amazing to watch. And, like, there's one guy who is, you know, the leader of the group, and he's the strongest. You know, he sticks it out the longest. He's going the longest without cracking, but before you know it, he ends up just sitting down and, you know, laughing his ass off. Just, it's so persuasive, and I think that goes to what Frank is saying about how, you know, when you're on this, you're not thinking about going on a killing spree.
It's about, what he was saying was that the elite don't want you thinking for yourself. And I think that there's a pretty good argument in that. If you believe that alcohol should be legal and that marijuana shouldn't be legal, the chances are very high that you're not thinking for yourself. Like, if you don't think for yourself in this particular area, you probably don't think for yourself in very many areas.
You just repeat what you've been told.
And if you don't think, I really don't care what your opinion is.
I think that ignorance is a very fragile state, and it's very easy just with information to crack that. And, it just takes, just one drug. You take a drug, and then all of that's gone.
That's what happened for me. I mean, when I was 16, I had heard all of these stories about cannabis. And
Derek Glass.
Derek Glass told me it was as bad as heroin, and, you know, it's just terrible.
Make you grow boobies.
Right, you're going to jump out a window and whatever. And, no, obviously that wasn't the case.
You don't have boobies.
No, and I had a good time with my friends when I did it the first time, although I was paranoid as hell, but that doesn't have anything to do with the cannabis. It has more to do with the fact that I was afraid the police were going to kick in our door.
Cannabis will certainly augment paranoia.
Well, it'll augment any sensation that you're having.
A lot of people have a lot of difficulties with paranoia around cannabis.
And because they're afraid the police are going to kick
in
the door.
True. I don't think that's true at all. I mean, I have paranoia issues with certain types of cannabis. I can't smoke mids because of it.
I see. That's true. Some people are, and this is one of the things that Urban points out in the video over at freeconquered.org is that there are different strains of marijuana, different types of marijuana, indica, sativa, I think Ritalis as well. So they all have different effects on people. While one might make you lethargic, the other might make you more creative. We're coming up here. Hour 2's next. You take control. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Class, if you had over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn. When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.